This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
A few weeks ago, a local sheriff announced what he called a zero-tolerance policy. In a neighborhood in Del Valle, the Bastrop County Sheriff made a series of traffic stops. More than 60 people were pulled over, mostly for minor traffic infractions. But about 24 of those people were arrested. Almost all were Latino. And some of them were sent to deportation proceedings. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports on how some in the neighborhood are feeling the effects.
Margarita has lived in Central Texas for about 22 years. We're not using her last name because she's undocumented. She and her husband have 4 kids. She says she likes living here.
Pues primero porque está aquí toda mi familia.
That's primarily because it's close to my family, she says. Now she's facing the possibility of leaving that family behind. A few weeks ago, around 6 in the evening on Saturday, June 23rd, she and her husband were driving home.
Pasamos a la tienda, y en la tienda pues había policías.
We passed by the store, she says. There were some police there. Margarita says she wasn't scared at the time because they hadn't done anything wrong. So they went shopping, got back in the car, and pulled out of the parking lot. As they drove away, Margarita's husband noticed something.
Dijo, Leo, ¿por qué? Dijo, parece que el policía se arrancó y viene atrás de mí. Dijo, se me hace que me va a parar.
He told her the police are following behind me, she says, and they're going to stop me. Margarita says the cops pulled them over and said it's because of their brake lights. They asked for insurance, and then they asked if her husband had a driver's license.
Y mi esposo le dijo, no. Y ya, fue todo lo que yo escuché.
My husband said no, and that's all I heard, she says. Her husband talked to the cops for a minute. They put him in an officer's car. She was told to drive herself home because they're arresting her husband for driving without a license.
No dormimos esa noche.
We didn't sleep that night, she says, because she didn't know what was going to happen. Margarita didn't talk to her husband until much later that night. He told her he was afraid they were going to send him back to Mexico. The next morning, Margarita went to the courthouse for her husband's meeting with a judge who was going to read his charges, but he never made it to that.
Entonces, cuando hablamos nosotros, dijeron que no, que él estaba, que ya lo había agarrado a migración, ya no se podía hacer nada.
They said, immigration already got your husband, she says. There's nothing you can do now. About 24 people from the Stony Point area were arrested that day. Except for one person, they were all Latino. Margarita's husband was in jail with all these people. He told Margarita almost all of them say they were pulled over for minor things, like broken taillights or not having headlights on. Most of these arrests were carried out by the Bastrop County Sheriff's Department. I asked Sheriff Maurice Cook to talk to me about those arrests, but he referred me to a post he put on Facebook. According to that post, one person was pulled over for drunk driving, another person was caught with drugs. But overall, not having a license landed most of these people in jail. Eventually, at least 13 people were turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, and that included Margarita's husband.
Es injusto. Yo estoy de acuerdo que dicen que están haciendo su trabajo, ¿verdad?
It's unjust, she says. She says she agrees with police that they're doing their job, but this was different. She says in 59 years, her husband had never been arrested. Her family worked hard and kept their heads down. And she says they had plans to continue working on their house and spending time with family.
¿Y en serio que nos desgraciaron la vida porque ahora? Pues no.
They ruined my life, she says. All those plans they had, she doesn't think they're going to happen anymore. A few of the people turned over to ICE did get released, including Margarita's husband. He has to appear before an immigration judge in September. In the meantime, Margarita says she's dreading the reality that she might have to break up her family and move back to Mexico with her husband. It's a place that hasn't been home to them for decades. On top of that, she's worried about going outside because she doesn't want to be turned over to ICE next. And that is a fear that has taken over almost all of the Stony Point community.
Tengo miedo. Todos los días tengo miedo.
I'm scared every day, says Maria, a woman who also lives in the area. Her husband is undocumented, so she doesn't want to use her last name. She says she's scared when he goes to work or goes to the store because he might get stopped by police. In fact, Maria says she's had to sit her 9-year-old daughter down and tell her what's going on.
Si algo llega a pasar, ella tiene que estar preparada para...
If something happens, she says, my daughter needs to be prepared.
Pues mentalmente enfrentar la situación de nuestra familia.
She needs to be mentally prepared to confront my family situation, she says. But that's also made her daughter really scared. She's heard that other families in the area have been broken up by deportation. Mira says her daughter asked her,
A nosotros no nos van a hacer eso, ¿verdad, mami?
That's not going to happen to us, right? Mira says she told her daughter the family will stay together. They'll move to Mexico together if they have to.
Me dijo, pero a mí me gusta aquí. Yo quiero estar con mi familia. Yo quiero estar con mis primas.
My daughter said, but I like it here. I want to be with my family, with my cousins, Maria says. She told her daughter not to worry. If something happens, they'll figure it out.
Dice, no es justo que esté pasando esto. No es justo, mami, porque mi papi no es malo.
My daughter said, it's unjust that this is happening to us, Maria says. It's not fair because my dad is not bad. She says, in the past few weeks, her daughter has been getting nervous when she sees cars outside her window. She's also been crying at night. Mira says she's trying to drive more so her husband isn't behind the wheel if they get pulled over. She says they had plans to go to the beach this summer, but it's a long drive and they usually take turns driving. So that might be out of the question. And faced with the idea of moving to Mexico, Mira says it's heartbreaking.
Toda mi familia está aquí. Mis papás, mis hermanos, todos ellos están aquí legalmente.
My whole family is here. My parents, my siblings, they're all here legally, she says. Also, all her daughters were born in the U.S. This is the only home they've ever known. Maria says she also doesn't have anywhere to live in Mexico, but she knows she needs to make plans just in case.
Es muy difícil pensar en esos planes porque son planes tristes y difíciles.
These are difficult plans to make, she says, because they're complicated and sad. Bastrop County Sheriff Maurice Cook has said in statements that the traffic sting that led to the arrest in Stony Point were not about immigration. Last week, in a meeting with Bastrop Interfaith, a religious community group, Cook said he won't focus policing only in Stony Point. He also said he will stop calling his latest enforcement effort a zero-tolerance policy. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.